tree of life. It could be romantic to sleep in a tree with all the sounds of the forest around, insect cacophony, elephants and must. I have always loved the word rut, a seasonal glut, the opposite of looking through a window to a never-ending view of wives washing dishes in the sink, Simone de Beauvoir's idea of the domestic abyss. But reader, she had silk curtains and chandeliers. She had multiple lovers and appointments with Sartre in the Jardin du Luxembourg. It is dangerous to romanticize anyone's life, especially low to purge the nobility of the poor. So let me not say how much I cried watching Satya Jitre's Pathar Panchali, especially the part with the kids running through fields of Kash to watch the train of modernity pass. More poignant if you know the director's wife had to pawn her jewels for the film to be made. The goodness of some women, they almost levitate. Like the girl in the film, Child of the Forest, how she picks thorns from her feet like stones from rice. And the crone, how I love the crone, how all this sadness builds like a raga to bring on rain, which the girl rushes into, of course, ripple of water lilies, siege of cranes, how all this joy leads to death. There are no spare rooms, is the point. In the film or in real life, there are no spare rooms. So these men who've returned from the city are put in a tree to quarantine. A tree that strangles its host as it walks. Munificent shade-giving banyan that throws down roots as trunks, in whose leaves God Krishna resides. Krishna, who talked good game about the temporality of the body while so enjoying the body, understood the material world as one big inverted banyan. But as we're stuck in this reflection, why not enjoy the fruits? Why not jump from branch to branch like a bird, which these men do, I suppose, stationed as they are? Their good wives leave supplies at the base, rice and oil, cooking implements. It goes like this for days, the story of seven men in a tree living through a 21st century pandemic, men who say they're happy not to pass on any bad city virus. And because the news is so full of counterfeits and horrors, can we for once not be skeptics? Forget that the tree is moving, that one day its phantom limbs will tap against our door. Until then, can't we stand by our windows and stare at all the desolation and sweetness? Can't we adore the convoluted roots of our attachments, how they complete us? My God, how this living is a hymn.